Hello, Foul Monkeys fans. You have spent your whole life listening to this show, enjoying it to the point of returning to listen every time a new episode comes out. Yet, you don't seem to share the laughter with other people. You keep it to yourself for your own selfish pleasure. The device that you are wearing contains 2 6-inch stainless steel rods that are set to be driven into your eye sockets and straight into your brain, instantly killing you. The only way to stop the device from impaling both eyes and your brain is to tell 10 people about the show you have been so selfishly keeping to yourself. Laugh or die. The choice is yours. Time starts now.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys, episode 85.
How's it going?
I know, right?
This is Ricky. This is Herb.
And this is Ricky.
And this is Herbalicious.
H to the E to the R to the B.
Yeah. So how's y'all doing? It's been a while. The last time we recorded was on the 11th, so it's been 10 days. We always do the 10-day thing.
Like, and we were, in the same room, and we were supposed to do a bunch of other recordings in the same room, but we kind of got distracted.
Yeah, a week ago, I came back to Phoenix, and I must say that...
Boo-hoo. We can't use sounds because Herb can't hear them.
Right, so it's not as funny. I came back to Phoenix a week ago, and I had a really good time in Florida. I wanted to thank Ricky for having me, just right off the bat, and I know I said that last time, but...
Literally and biblically.
Biblically. But, I don't know. We have some pictures if anybody wants to check them out. I have a live journal. It's HERBE at, livejournal.com. And Ricky's is MillerTime77.livejournal.com.
But mine's friends only, so if you're not on my friends page, you can't see it.
Right. And some of my stuff is friends only, but there's a really cute picture that I put up yesterday night of us, and Ricky was a sleepy boy, and I had to give him a big old kiss.
Aww, it was the last day.
Yeah, it was really cute. He was like, "What?" And I was like,
"That sounded kind of wet."
Yeah, it was lickalicious. but I had a really good time there, and I really look forward on moving back. And good news, da da da. Actually, that sounded kind of retarded.
Right. Ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding. But, so I'm moving back. I'm moving back the last week of May, and I start my job at Walmart there on June 4th, and I have signed the papers, and everything is good to go.
It is official.
Yeah, there was kind of a final step. I had to come back here and, and type in accept and type in all my information to, complete the transfer from my end. So, it's ready to go. I'm moving. And I'm excited.
Yay.
Yeah, I'm excited like no other. And I have a huge list of people that I want to hang out with before I leave. And I've been telling everybody, and it's kind of just building up. So right now I'm just making money and trying to have a good time before I get out of Phoenix and get away from this fucking heat and into the out of the oven and into the sauna.
Out of the dry heat into the wet heat.
Yeah, there we go.
But also, along the way, we want to, stop at people's houses and, rest. So... we don't have a driving route yet, but if there's anyone that's in the area that we're driving, we would love to meet you. And maybe we could record a show also.
Yeah, we will be hitting up New Mexico, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida.
And Florida.
The top half. So So yeah, if anybody wants to hang out, I know we got a bunch of listeners in Texas. We'll be driving through Austin, or not Austin, but through Houston and El Paso.
I think that's where Ray lives.
Yeah, I think so too, yeah. So anywhere between El Paso and Houston, we're not going to really veer off the course too much because in reality, the drive will only take like a day and 9 hours of straight driving. So I don't want to make it into like some 7 day thing because we don't even have that many days. But yeah, if anybody wants to come down and meet us on our path, let me know. Let us know. It'll be awesome. It'd be really cool to meet a bunch of people.
I
want to
eat like at like the best restaurant ever in Houston.
Like, I want to eat at the best restaurants all over.
Like if Ray has us, not biblically, but like literally, I guess. Or figuratively.
Wait. What does that mean when you're like, and biblically?
Biblically, like I slept with you.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Well, why is it biblically though? I don't get it.
Because that's just how you know people in the Bible. If you know them, you know them. So you say biblically.
That totally makes sense now, because there's a song where a guy's like, I want you to biblically know me. And I was like, what the fuck does that mean? I mean, I got the gist, but it was like, who says that? But apparently my boyfriend does.
Hi. So if we come through Houston, Ray, we want you to take us to like, or, you know, at least guide us to the best restaurant ever.
Guide us down all the way.
Yeah, to where all the bears are. Guide us down together.
Yeah, guide us down together. Hopefully the trip won't be too long and hard.
We do everything together.
Even boys. So, actually not really, but I don't know. We've had some thoughts.
Yeah, that's so, that's a long ways away, though.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm thinking so.
But can you imagine like having like all these fans that want us, and we can have them if we want them?
Oh, my God. We'd be like, hey, well, you know, if you suck my cock, well, then maybe you could get on the show. Right?
Cool. Maybe we'll mention your name.
Yeah. Maybe you'll get like a half second shout out.
Right.
So anyway, we love you guys. So yeah, last week of May most likely is when we'll be going. Ricky is going to fly here and then we're going to drive back. So where you plan? I know it's not going to happen, but I have like this fantasy in my head. Like I can make it through Texas in one fucking day.
Yeah, right.
And all the people I've talked to said it's not going to happen. And I'm like, I know, but it could. But, you know, we want to stop and see people, so it's not going
to happen. I was talking to Loopy Cub on Skype, or Justin also. And
I need to talk to him.
He helped me out with the sound of the microphone, so hopefully it sounds a little bit better. Cool. But he was like, are you guys coming near Oklahoma? And I was like, I don't think Oklahoma is near Texas. And he's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, it is.
I know. It's... But let me finish my fucking story.
I'm agreeing with you.
Shit. I can never talk on the show. People say you talk too much. You don't let me talk.
Thanks.
Just kidding. Maybe. Anyway, like I didn't realize that we would be going through like Alabama or New Mexico.
Yeah.
I was like, I forgot about those states. All I was thinking, this is what I thought was going to happen. Arizona, Texas, Mississippi, Florida.
Wow, Ricky. See, I don't think those are forgettable states. Forgettable states are like Montana and Wisconsin.
Well, I had to like get actually a map with like the letters of the states so that I can look at it. And I was like, oh, damn, there's like six states between us.
Yeah, it's a big trip. Yeah, when I moved here, it was like a
big trip for big boys.
It took forever, but it was really cool to see like all the different states. A lot of Texas and New Mexico looks the same, but it's cool, whatever. I mean, it's different. So it was definitely different than Florida at the time when I moved. So it was just like, wow, you know?
Oh, definitely different was the theme of my graduation year for my yearbook. Definitely different.
Definitely different?
Yeah, it's totally 1985.
Yeah.
Like, no, 95. Oh, my God. What did I just say? 85?
85? I was like, damn, you are
old.
Holy
fuck. No, 95. Yes. You're like, you lied.
So,
what are we going to talk about now? Oh, like when Herb was here, should I talk about all the stuff that you left me?
Sure, if you'd like.
And the stuff that you bought me for my birthday. He bought me a fan with a remote control. And why did you do that?
Because he had this raggedy old fan, and he always had to reach behind it, and it would be gang, 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 gang. Gang, 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 gang.
Slow motion.
Gang, 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 gang. So it would go like crazy. It was one of those, like, you know, some Lasco fan or something. And what did it used to say on it? It used to say, like, cool breeze, and I said cool, slow-ass breeze or something.
Right, because it was crappy.
Yeah, and then I wrote in a Sharpie on it. I was like, slow motherfucking ghetto-ass breeze. Yeah, and like, yeah, so he'd have to reach behind it, and it was like totally not in a good spot, and it just, I don't know, it wasn't good. So I was like, I'm going to go buy him a fan. I built it. I put it at the end of the bed, and it has a remote so he doesn't have to get up, and it's like amazing. It's like a fucking wind tunnel.
Oh, my God. It's so, like, when it's on the highest speed, it actually tips almost the fan over.
Yeah, it makes the fan go back. Crazy. It's like, hell yeah, man. It's like a turbine. So,
and then you bought me a lamp.
Yeah, a floor lamp.
Why would you do that?
Well, because I for some reason, I really like halogen lamps. I mean, it's not halogen, but I mean that halogen style, like the floor lamps. I mean, I think they're such a great idea because it's like light is still at the top of the room, like a fan light, but it's not coming from the top of the room. It's like shooting out towards the top, so it doesn't blind the fuck out of you like the lights in your bedroom do whenever I wake up at 5 in the morning.
Right, because you think you see Jesus every morning.
Oh, I do see Jesus. I see Jesus and Nerdy and Chris Rock too. So,
and your hot boyfriend.
Yeah, he's standing in front of the light like a big
chubby
silhouette. Your
hot boyfriend's
silhouette.
Getting a blowjob from Jesus. Why Mary's pinching my nipples.
Oh my God.
And Joseph is behind me, but I'm not going to say what he's doing.
I see a big chubby silhouette and it makes me hard. I'm like, oh shit, it is morning time for shizzle. Both in my pants and in my eyes. And all over my face, too. But anyway, so I bought him a light, and then I bought you a new clothes basket, because those things were raggedy.
Yeah.
And it's not even like, I'm not, you know, it's not even raggedy like, oh, Ricky's a raggedy person. No, it's just like, people have stuff for like a long time.
And they've been used.
Yeah, and like, you don't feel like, I mean, I know how it is. It's like, we've had, like clothes baskets, we have the same shit. It's like, we just have them forever. And whenever you're at the store, you kind of just forget to get, like, typical everyday things that really help out a lot when you have a new one. I mean, it's like, you never realize how good you could have it, you know, once you get a new one, like a fan or whatever. So, but I'm really glad you liked this stuff, because I just want to get you stuff that would make you feel better around your house and
our house.
Or your apartment. And,
our apartment. Aww. Aww, Snoopy.
And then I left him a bunch of, like, just little notes and stuff here and there.
To depress the hell out of me after you left.
Mm-hmm. No. I don't know how depressed you've been. You've had a hot boy with you this whole week, apparently.
Whatever. Uh-huh. Hold on for a second. Hold on.
Okay.
I'm going to put it on pause.
Okay.
Someone's knocking at the door. Yeah, so I've had someone in my apartment.
Oh. Yeah, I know. Well, I know it probably sounds like a load of shit or whatever, but, and I don't know how everybody's relationships are, but in my mind, it's like, well, I trust Ricky, and to me, it's like, although I think we'd both prefer not to be open, I feel like, you know, if somebody near you helps you to not feel alone while I can't be there with you. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking sexually. I mean, just in general.
Right.
You know, when you're sleeping or whatever, I feel good knowing that you're happy. Mm-hmm. You know, I want you to be happy. So, and I want you to have fun. You know, like, I'm glad that you've had company, because I know it gets pretty, you know, lonesome around there with just the cat and the dog. So.
And the dog's not even here anymore.
I know, right?
But anyway, it's a friend of mine, and he's moving to Lakeland, and he just needed a place to stay so he can try out for a job.
Cool.
So he's just chilling here.
And he sounds cool, so I'm sure we'll hang out, especially if he's into video games.
He's real country.
Country. So, that sounds really cool. You know, when I move there, I want to, like, hang out with him, and I want to hang out with Ryan, and I want to just, like, make some friends maybe online.
Oh my,
like,
God,
beforehand.
I think Ryan will, like, taint you.
What do you mean?
He'll be getting you all into drugs and stuff.
Are you crazy?
Ryan doesn't do drugs. What?
Are you crazy? I've probably seen more drugs than he's ever even heard of.
You've probably seen more titties and ass than he has, too.
I know.
We all have. Hello. I used to go to the gay bar, and they would sit, and the girls would pull me into the bathroom, like, "Are my lacy panties pretty?"
And you'd be like, "They look like a fishnet, like, you bitch."
Yeah, and you probably want to shave a little bit down there. You're looking kind of sinuous there.
Oh my god. So yeah. But anyway, I'm glad you've had a visitor. It's always fun to have visitors, and I kind of wish I could do that, but it's like I don't have my own place really, so.
Right.
I have like friends over and stuff, but that's like it. Like nobody comes in town and so it's like, "Oh, hey, you know."
So just think, listeners, if you're ever in Florida and you want somewhere to stay and you're not crazy or lunatic or like
fucking right, and
annoying,
and you possibly want to do the show with us, let us know.
Let us know. Mm-hmm. We'll accept you into our home. But you cannot have a gun or a knife or
a condom.
Or hey. Or scabies.
Right. Yeah, I don't want none of that. I don't want that shit jumping on me from
the scabies.
I don't want that shit jumping on me from across the couch while I'm playing video games.
Ooh, that's hot.
Uh-huh.
So, next subject. I like want to go to the sleep apnea machines.
Oh yeah, that's weird.
Because I've been like looking online lately, and I've seen a lot of photos of guys with their sleep apnea machines, like it's cool or something. And
like a penis pump.
Yeah, it's like weird, and I don't understand what's going on. Like it's like they're
Is it
having
a fetish
sex
or
something, but I don't know. It's
like
really weird, and I don't. Ew.
I can just see the profile now. It's like, "Hey, men, I am, you know. I have BLK and I have BLK hair and I'm 6'2 and 350 and 6.5 uncut and
I have a sleep apnea machine.
And I want you to fuck me while I'm secretly choking in the middle of my sleep because of a condition I have." It's like, what?
I want to invite my friend over here for a second. John.
Okay.
John. Come here, John.
John Doe.
John, I want him to hear you talk. Come on.
Don't be shy.
You're not going to be able to hear you. But they want to. Well, it's just Herb right now. But other people will be listening to it soon. But I want you to say something that like is really country. Cause it's really
tell him. Tell him. Ask him what he's going to do in 10 minutes.
What are you going to do in 10 minutes? Come here. Come here.
What? I just want to drink my beer.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
I just want to drink his beer.
In 10 minutes, you know, I'm going to take a shower and go get something
see,
to eat.
See, I told you he says
shower. Oh, my God. He sounds like John Mellencamp.
He sounds like John Mellencamp. He doesn't know who John Mellencamp is.
What?
Damn, I heard that.
No way, dude. Come on. I know who John Mellencamp is.
He said he doesn't know who it is.
All right, do you know who Toby Keith is?
Oh, he knows who Toby Keith is. He's already told me about him.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, do you like Toby Keith? You should put some headphones on and come on the show. Yeah, let me pause it, okay?
Hey, tell him he doesn't have to talk. All he has to do is listen if he wants.
Okay, cool. Let me put it on pause, okay?
Okay.
That sounds stupid.
Okay, so we're back. our friend Nathan, who I just referred to as John because I wasn't for sure if he wanted to use his real name.
Right,
anyway,
John's
he's
always
listening
good.
In and he might say something. He might
yeah, feel free to laugh, man. We're pretty retarded, so. All right,
sounds good.
There you go. So you, I have to ask though. I must ask. I mean, I guess you'd probably have to talk for this part, but you don't know who John Mellencamp is?
Nope, I have no idea.
No way. Wow, am I fucking old or what? We're like the same age.
Yeah, we're same
yeah,
age.
But he's from like the country.
John Mellencamp is
from
the fucking
yeah,
country.
You should know him.
Right, so
he's from. He's a singer. He's like a folk guitarist guy. He's been all over the radio. He's like a real big advocate for like.
Hold on, let me bring up a picture of him. Maybe.
Yeah, he's a real big advocate for like small towns. He has a song called "Small Town." He's like a real country guy. I don't know. He's really popular like late '80s, early '90s, I think, and older too.
Oh,
Yeah, he's still around though. But wow, I actually feel country cultured for a minute. He's not really country, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I got you.
He's from the country.
All right, let's find some pictures. You don't know this song?
I ain't gonna know about pictures.
John Cougar Mellencamp.
About Jack and Diane.
You don't know that song, Jack and Diane?
Nope.
Holy shit, I am old as fuck.
What are you talking about? Look at me.
I am talking to 221. Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, that was weird. It kind of got Skypey there for a minute.
Okay.
I said, I am like talking to 221-year-olds here. One of them doesn't know who John Cougar Mellencamp is, and I know there's something that I know that you don't know.
Until last year at this time, I didn't have a clue who U2 was, or Collective Soul, or...
Oh. Well, dude, I don't like U2, so that's fine, but Collective Soul is good shit, man. But you know what? A lot of people don't know who they are, so...
Oh, hold on. Something happened.
Yeah, I hear feedback.
Push it in.
Push it in real slow.
Slow and hard.
Ricky likes it like that.
He's about to die. So we totally got off track, but we're talking about sleep. Do you know what sleep apnea is?
Is it where you can't sleep?
Well, that's insomnia. Sleep apnea is like my mom has it. It's like a
breathing.
It's like when, yeah, it's like a breathing respiratory problem.
Yeah, I know a guy that has that. Like whenever he falls asleep and then he starts where he can't breathe anymore. Mm-hmm. And he wakes
yeah, up. And you end up choking. Yeah. And you can actually die from it if you don't wake up fast enough. I mean, most people have like the reflex to wake up, but you know when you're like 74 and you still have it, you don't have it treated, then people can actually die. So, but my mom. And most people get like these machines. It's like it looks like a fucking scuba tank.
It's fucking scary because like they make them and they go above your head. But what we're talking about is that there's like sexual pictures out there with them now.
Yeah, it's like a
these
fetish.
Big
like
bear guys, and they have this machine on, and they're like having sex.
I'm dude, like, you know
that's
what?
Weird.
Do they actually say, "Hey, I have sleep apnea, and this is
no,
what's going on"?
Well, no, they just have the machine on. I mean, you know what it's for.
Well, are you sure it's that? Because it could be like a nitrous tank or something. I don't know.
No, it's a...
Because you got to show me one. You got to show me one so I can jack off, too.
Oh, God, you're so weird.
You love it.
Nathan's over here getting hard, too.
Oh, snap.
Sorry, the cat was tickling my foot there.
The pussy was tickling his foot.
Pussy foot?
Yeah, he's into pussy foots.
He's getting some pussy footing. So this is totally random. Are we going with the sleep apnea?
Yeah,
or
we're
can
done.
I be random?
Or do we keep going? No, we're done with that. It's just weird.
Anyway, my take on that is it's weird. I respect fetishes of all kinds. It's pretty cool, but it's like I said, man. It's like, hey, fuck me while I choke to death in my sleep. You know what? Where's what?
Yeah, hey, but I'm pretty sure that if someone's fucking you, you're gonna be awake unless they've like given you something.
Right, like they'd probably drug him to fall asleep so that they'll get sleep apnea so that they can
or unless
they're
narcoleptic, he said.
Right, right.
Say narcoleptic again. Say it again. Say narcoleptic again.
Wow.
It's cute. Say it again.
I said unless you're narcoleptic.
Isn't that cute?
I said the same way you said.
He's country.
Man, you guys are both country. I like country boys.
We're from the country. He likes and we like it that way.
Oh, don't sing any songs that we do not have copyrights on. We
oh,
be
please. No, it's fine.
Just kidding.
I know. We sing F to the E to the R all the time.
Yeah, that's true. Fergalicious.
It's bad.
Fergalicious definition. Make them.
If he doesn't know it, then it's probably a good thing. Don't tell him.
He knows it. You heard it on my phone when it rang.
That's right. I have heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bad.
He's moved on up to the Big Sadie now.
To the Big Sadie?
Yeah.
See, I'm from the South too, but not like the not from the continental South, but you know, not from like you know, south of the Mason-Dixon line, just south like hemisphere, I guess. I don't fucking know.
Yeah,
Nathan comes from a place where they don't like black people.
where they don't like black people?
Yeah.
You mean like everywhere?
No, I don't know. I'm just saying. You know, it's the South. Okay. That's how they are.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. The blacks or the gays.
Those homosexuals.
I'll keep my mouth shut.
Why?
Because I don't want to say nothing.
Why? We can talk about anything we want to on here. It's not controlled by the FCC. That's what's great about it. So if you want to talk about your 5-foot penis, you can do that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's in your slapping against the wall right now.
That's so hot. Oh, he can't hear. What happened? Did you unplug something?
Nope.
Hey.
Hey.
What was that?
I don't know. That was weird.
Yeah, I couldn't hear anything.
All right, so...
Fucking Skype.
I know.
Patch whatever you need to patch and fix your shit before I kill you. Like, shit, man. What the fuck are they thinking? They just started charging for their service, and now it's going to get all shitty? What the fuck? I don't want to pay for shit.
We were talking about this 5-foot penis, and how it's slapping up against the wall. Yeah.
Is Nas playing with it?
I was telling him we could talk about anything because it's not controlled by the FCC. And I was like, he don't like black people. And he's like, like he looked at me like, what the fuck did you just say?
Ricky's old enough that his glasses are so thick, it looks like it's 5.
Oh, my God. No, the fuck you didn't.
His contacts are actually, like, plastic laminate.
Damn. You know what? This is my fucking show.
We love you. I love you.
God damn. Cool.
We just want everybody to know what we know.
Is it is the cat playing with the penis? Is the cat playing with the penis?
Not yet, but I'm getting that pussy ready.
Oh my God. That sounded so fucking straight.
You might be a good addition to the show, actually.
It is.
I know. That sounded so fucking straight, man. Holy
crap. I know,
crap.
It's awesome. It's kind of hot.
He's like, no, maybe not.
So I want to talk about one of our listeners, Enrique. He left a message on the MySpace page saying that he was so excited that he heard his name on the podcast.
Enrique Iglesias?
Yeah, you know, you say his name because we all have, you have a certain way to say it, so do it.
Me?
Yeah, you go, Enrique!
Enrique!
So there
it's like,
we
it's like typical Hispanic mom, dude. It's like, right. You know, you ever go to the grocery store? They're not like...
And they're beating the hell out of their kids with corn husks.
Yeah, yeah. With French bread. What are you talking about? With French bread and, like, Nutter Cuban Butters. Bread. Come here! Oye, mijo! Just, like, yelling across the fucking store.
And that's the only thing you can understand is, shit, fuck.
I know. Miedra.
Miedra. So, Enrique, if your mom beats the hell out of you with a shoe, please call in and tell us about it. All of our Latino listeners, please call in to 206-984-FOUL and
tell us about your oppressive mothers. Yeah. No, man, Hispanic mothers know where it's at. They know, and black mothers and anybody from the South in general, it's not just black and Hispanic, because a lot of, like people where I live, it's like, oh, Tatum, Sierra, you come back here right now. We need to have a discussion about this, you know? If you ever listen to George Lopez.
As opposed to my dad whipping my ass with a switch.
Hell yeah. My dad beat my ass.
Yep, yep. It there wouldn't be a conversation. It'd just be like beat down. Are you?
Daddy. Yeah, I love that. Listen to him how he says daddy. Say it again.
Daddy. I love it.
Oh, you're talking to your daddy?
Ooh.
His real daddy. Not
his real daddy.
All, yeah. Don't look at beaten father. Off or anything.
My father.
Not his sleep apnea daddy. Oh.
Your sleep apnea daddy bear.
Don't remind me of Jim Bob. I love it, man.
So this is totally random. My random thing that I wanted to say.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you know, and I learned this from Alice Cooper. If anybody who doesn't know who Alice Cooper is, he's like this death rock glam goth rock guy from the 70s, real cool guy. He does a radio show here in Phoenix because he's born and raised here, and he has this like freaky facts section part of his radio show where he says all this random stuff, and I remembered a bunch of them last night. I forgot them all, but like they're really fucking cool. Like, did you know that Britney Spears, the letters in her name, you can rearrange them and they spell out Presbyterian? Like, who the fuck has an anagram for Presbyterian in their name? That is so fucking random.
Mine says racist Southern Baptist.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm just joking.
Spell it backwards, bitch.
And he was saying a couple of other things. He was like, what was the other thing? Oh, yeah, he said bottled water costs 1,000 more times to make. Or, no, no. 1,000 more... is 1,000 times more expensive to make than just than tap water, like to process it, you know? Mm-hmm. And you know it's all the same shit. And that's...
Okay, Herb, who drinks bottled water because Phoenix water is gross.
What are you talking about? I don't drink any water.
Yeah, but well, you have the water fountain in your house.
Oh, that, the dispenser. Yeah, that's cause my mom. I don't know. She's always had that shit. I don't know. I tell her tap is the same thing. I don't know. Half of the bottled water companies, they just pour it out of the tap out of like Ohio or something, and then ship it all around the world. So yeah, that was my random thing. Britney Spears. Yeah, go ahead.
Britney Spears. Oh, she's out of rehab. She completed a month of rehab.
A month of rehab.
A month of rehab. She has completed.
So now it's back to breaking cars and fucking up paparazzi.
Hi, y'all. I'm out of rehab. Where's my babies?
Oops, I did it again.
Oops, I did it again. Guess I'll have to go back.
Wait, so you were gonna talk about something right before this. Maybe not. Michael Jackson, what?
Oh, yeah, how... when I was like 5 years old and Thriller came out, and I thought it was the scariest fucking thing in the world.
I want
Michael Jackson to rape me. I want him to rape me,
right,
but
you don't like white women, do you?
Dude, when they did his, it was like I Love the 90s on VH1, and they were talking about his like his whole like testify thing or whatever, where he was on the camera.
It's fat.
Yeah, but he was, like, apologizing. He was like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to offend anyone, but the government has taken illegal pictures of my penis. I know, and it was like, and they like, repeated it. It was like, of my penis, and, you know, everybody was like, ew! And
well, everybody loves to see Michael Jackson's penis.
I can't imagine what color it is. It's probably, like, rainbow by now.
Ooh, rainbow, that's gross.
Like, skin rainbow.
Had, like, every color of the kids in the world. But yeah, we had like this blue velour couch. It was like 83, 84, I think.
Nice.
And I remember watching it on our big floor model TV that we didn't have a remote to. We actually had to get up and change the channel.
Nice.
It was hot. So the Thriller video came on, and I was like, oh, this isn't too bad. And then when he turned around, he had those fucked up
eyes.
He's
like, ah! And it's like, ah!
I screamed like a Nelly Queen at 5 years old. Wow. I guess I knew early. And then I hid behind the velour couch until it was over.
Until his penis went away?
Yeah.
Until he took it out.
Yeah, until he took his penis out of my butt.
Oh my god,
daddy.
Thriller was good. I always liked the Thriller video because it was like an actual movie. It wasn't like, hey, let's all just like. Well, I guess it was kind of like let's jump into a random dance scene, but it was cool because it was like it started out like a movie. Like when I first saw it, I didn't know it was a music video. I thought it was just, you know, whatever. And because you know how sometimes a lot of like musical artists used to do videos too, you know, like Elvis, he used to have movies. So I thought it was just like a Michael Jackson movie, and I don't know.
Yeah. That was my Elvis.
So I don't know. Yeah, and then he turned around and he was all like decayed and shit. It was, I don't know, it was pretty scary.
I wanted to talk about something else. Oh, I want to do some Would You Rathers, and it's even better since we have three people. But I think that already asked Nathan these, but we'll ask him again.
Everything's always better with three people.
And we're going like at 32. We're going. Oh.
You skipped
over that
one.
Everything's better with two 21-year-olds by your side.
It's a trial relationship. What would you call it?
A triathlon. In
tribunal
bed.
Or. Yeah, triathlon. Run a triathlon in bed. Yep.
You need that slow motion machine.
Right. You're going to give our listeners like.
Epilepsy.
You're gonna like die and like wanna beat the hell off. If you decide to beat off, please send us a video at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Or just direct me to your Bigger City site. That's cool with me.
Some other people are on Bigger City too.
I think. Not really, but yeah.
Yep.
Nathan's on Bigger City.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dude, for real?
Yep.
Dude, what is it?
What do you mean? Advertise your profile.
Oh, I don't have a profile set up or nothing.
Oh, he just goes there and beats off to the pictures.
Oh, okay, so you do it like I do. Right on.
So,
no, okay. My friend... Well, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, my friend actually gave me his, like, his username and his password just to use, like, to look at stuff because I don't care to find it.
He's cheap.
Well, yeah, and it's like, what am I going to do on there? I already found a really cute boy, so.
Aw, stop it.
Found the man of my dreams!
Oh, see, that I understood. I've been wondering what y'all are talking about. I don't understand y'all city folk.
See, y'all.
Don't city folk talk.
You mean I got to talk like this all the time?
Hell yeah.
That is so hot. What's sad is both of ours are Herb's and I is fake, and then Nathan's is like totally real.
No, but yours
it's been exaggerated a little. The last couple.
Well, yeah.
Days. I mean, right now it ain't.
That wasn't working for you. No, I think it's cute too. I really like the country grammar.
We totally should have put you on your own microphone.
Uh huh.
Oh well, next time we'll record. We'll record the next time, and we'll have our own microphones.
No, Ricky, you have an accent too. Like you had one, so you can bring it back. I never had one. I'm just talking like.
Oh, you mean talking like this? I really didn't talk like this. It's a little bit more southern.
Yeah,
but I don't know if I can go back to my Virginia accent.
Your virginity.
I can always go back to my virginity. It can always be my first time with another boy.
Oh,
I'm like. This is my first time with you. So, okay, would you rather? Let me do that. This is the section of would you rather.
Would you rather?
I was going to do the theme song.
Well, you have a different one then.
We needed something like that.
Well, yeah, we'll see. The thing is that we all need to be in the same room for him to hear everything. So right. Once he moves here.
Then we'll make a cut for it.
Yeah, and we'll actually make. Sound noises and everything. So, like, if you're ever here recording with us, then you'll be able to hear. And well, maybe you could be like the third.
That'll be cool. Like,
you can be our super podcast country star,
Nashville star,
Nash Vegas. So, would you rather? Here we go, people. Mm-hmm. Would you rather be able to record your sex dreams while you sleep for viewing while you're awake? Or have the ability to transform your sexual partner's face into that of a person of your choice for 1 minute a day.
Dude, I saw that one on your desk, but we didn't talk about it. But, how fucking obvious is this question? Is anybody stupid? I mean,
dreams.
No offense. Yeah, duh. It's like, of course I'd rather have, like, a fucking 80-gig hard drive of my porn dreams, you know? Because it's like, if I'm fucking somebody like Ricky, and, you know, I feel
This show is kind of explicit. We never talked about this stuff before.
Oh, I will get dirty.
Nathan, you make it come out of us.
Uh-huh. Literally.
I can make it come out of anybody.
Oh, my God. Yeah, the whole face thing, I mean, you can do that in your head, you know what I mean? You can imagine, and the main point is, I don't think, like, why would I want to, you know?
Right, because you already have the most handsome guy in Lakeland.
I do, I have a chubby superstar.
I'm not chubby.
Okay, well, I have a pudgy superstar.
Pudgy.
I'm not chubby, I'm just big bad.
There you go.
Okay, so, you said dreams.
How about you guys?
Dreams?
Oh, hell yeah, dreams.
Did you want that dream of you getting fucked by that horse that one time?
Oh, man. CB, she was lovely.
Okay. Did you ride her? Did she ride you like a stallion into the night?
Hell yeah.
Literally, yeah.
He's got a stallion dick.
Oh, my God.
I can see it. It's right here. It's okay, flopping on the ground.
Talking about horses is weird because my dad has a horse breeding farm.
Uh-oh.
And I've been on both ends of that. I've been on the collecting.
You've been on the breeding end and
you've
on
actually
the...
jacked off a horse.
Yeah.
Basically, really?
I've jacked off a horse and then I've put his stuff into a
So, yeah. Nice, dude. Is it like a gallon of cum or something?
It's a lot. I saw it.
We saw it on Jackass 2.
It's like...
Yeah.
The ones that we did were about an average of 600 milliliters.
Okay.
See, I don't know that math bullshit. Yeah. Like no. Actually, no. I can imagine that. That's a lot.
How many milliliters?
About half a beer bottle.
How many milliliters is this? Oh, this is America. We don't use that. That's 355. Yeah, how many did you say?
It's a little bit less than that.
Okay, ew. So,
yeah, like about a half a beer bottle.
That's gross.
You know, it's funny, like they actually need that much, because in all species, only one sperm gets to the egg. So it's like, no matter how much.
That much.
Yeah, but it's like, can you imagine the fucking mess that would be? Holy crap, man, especially at work, you know, when I'm like, yeah, I need a break, but not that kind of break. And then I go in the bathroom and I
toilet up with the semen.
Yeah, I fill the whole damn toilet up. It'd be overflowing.
That's so hot.
Actually, like, we separate it out whenever we get the cup of it or whatever. And
you put it in the shot glasses?
Oh, my God. No,
all right, guys, let's go. One, two, chug, chug, chug.
Oh, that's so gross.
Yep.
What it? Lick it, suck it, slam it. No.
Yeah.
But like we can lick it, slam it, suck 23 it. Different mayors with one status.
Ew, that's so gross. I'm done talking about horse cum. It's about to make me gag.
Yeah. Let's move subjects. Let's bring back bad memories.
All right. So next. Yeah. Definitely the dreams. What's the next? Okay. Would you rather?
Would you rather slide down a banister of razor blades into a pile of Cajun spice? And when we say Cajun spice, since Nathan's from Louisiana, he's a little Cajun, so we mean his cum.
Hey, wait, what part are you from?
I'm not Cajun at all. I'm just from.
He's not from the parts that they speak that.
No, I know, but I mean, what part of Louisiana?
Northern Louisiana, Ruston.
Right on.
Have you ever heard of Louisiana Tech Bulldogs?
I think so, yeah.
Probably not.
No.
But yeah,
I don't know, man.
That's the town I'm from.
Cool.
Right on. I went there for 3.5 years.
Cool.
And he didn't take any classes.
So what was the other alternative?
Oh, okay. Slide down a banister of razor blades into a pile of Cajun spice, or be buried up to your neck and have your head used as a golf tee for a day.
A golf tee?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. As long as it's not the golf ball, whatever.
Yeah, but they're going to put the golf ball on your head, stupid.
Yeah, but, dude, razor blades up my anus? No, thank you. I can chill out at the beach for a while.
It's like my dick up your ass with a razor blade on it.
Ouch. I'm not email.
That's sharp.
I'm not email,
You're
okay?
You're not email? Do you have your turtleneck on?
No.
I was telling Nathan about how we make fun of each other, like when we're being emotional. Did you hear that?
We ask when we're emotional.
We go, do you have your turtleneck on? I'm coming out.
I'm the closet.
Okay, so I don't know. I think I would take the tea. What about you, Nathan?
I know the first time we talked about it, I said the Cajun spice.
Mm-hmm. No way.
But I had a lot to drink that night, too. So now I'm thinking the golf tee.
Yeah.
The golf tee, definitely, unless it was like a Tom and Jerry cartoon and they fucking took out like 6 feet
what
underneath.
What if it was a golf tee with everyone over the age of 75 playing golf?
Well, I don't know. Lots of people can't play golf no matter what age they are, so it's okay.
All right, so last one. Would you rather have 15 minutes of conversation with Gandhi or 15 minutes of unbridled passion with Jessica Alba, vice versa?
Gandhi.
I would choose Gandhi, but guess what Nathan picked?
I said Jessica Alba, because Gandhi's boring as hell.
Well, it's not because it really has nothing to do with the fact that I'm gay. I just don't find her attractive at all. And I know that sounds like a total oxymoron, but it's like, I do find some women very attractive, and Jessica Alba is definitely not one, and her character in Fantastic Four was like shitty, and her show sucks, and my best friend
what
is
about
like obsessed
Sin City?
With her.
I thought she was pretty good in Sin City.
Nah, she's a slut face.
You're a slut face.
No, I'm a slut bag.
Oh, okay, difference. All right, so we're like at 42 minutes.
Really, already?
Yeah.
All right, well, I got to talk about two more things real quick.
All right.
Today I played hooky from work. Yeah!
No.
And playing hooky is, thank you.
No.
And playing hooky is fucking awesome. Because I always have, like, the fucking best day when I do it. Because it's like, I mean, it really proves that it's all about what kind of frame of mind that you're in. Whether you want to have a good time or not, no matter what you're doing. Because today is just like any other day. I mean, there's nothing really different. But I decided I'm not going to go to work fuck that shit. And I went and had fun with my best friend.
Fuck
and
the man.
Yeah, man, and I feel good. I feel like, yeah, man, yeah! So the other thing, so play hooky more often, everybody. So the other thing was that I have this,
wait a minute.
I talked about.
Nathan's trying to interrupt you.
Oh, no, go ahead, what?
I was just going to say, what was the best, like, I mean, obviously you probably did a lot today, but what was the best couple of things about your day playing hooky?
Masturbation.
Well, I didn't do a whole lot, but I hung out with my best friend, and we haven't really hung out in a while because we're both real busy lately, and we went to go pick up his girlfriend, and he bought me Wendy's, and we just, like, cruised around in my car, and I don't know about you or anybody else, I love driving in my car and blasting music and with the windows down. I love it. It just, it's like, I feel like I'm on vacation, and it doesn't get to happen.
Has, like, an 18-wheeler truck parked outside the apartment.
Oh, shit.
That ain't that big. But, yeah, it doesn't really get to happen. Are you sure it's not that big?
Well,
is the cat playing with it?
Truck, right?
It's all about the lighting, you know. That's the trick.
The lighting.
Is the cat playing with it, too?
And when you say cat, you mean me?
Yeah.
The pussy was boring. I sent her away.
Ooh. You sent her black ass back to back to jail?
Just to let everyone know, if we have new listeners, my cat is black. So
yeah. Both of my pets are black, too. What the fuck, man?
We're Negro lovers.
Y'all are bad luck. That's what it is.
So I don't know. The whole driving thing doesn't really get to happen too often for me because I work like a mile from my house. So I don't get to, like, you know, I enjoy like one song on a CD on the way to work. And that's all I have time for. So we just went to the mall and we hung out a little bit and we ate food. And then we went to his house and I kicked his ass at video games. It was awesome, man. And here I am, and probably after this, I'm going to go swimming or something because it's fucking hot.
Here I am again on
my own. So the other thing I wanted to talk about real quick, I found it incredibly hilarious, and hopefully he doesn't listen to this because then I'll have to... Yeah, because then I'll have to do it again. I mentioned him before, this guy, ex-friend of mine, his name is Corey, he's a big loser. Anyway, he's been texting me on my phone for like the past like year. And I have not responded to him in, what, 10, 9 months? I mean, nothing. Nothing at all. I kind of cut him out of my life for very good reasons that I won't get into. And basically, today, the other day, I was like, you know what? Fuck this shit, man. I'm going to act like this isn't my phone. So I acted like I was somebody else, and I changed my voicemail, and I just texted him, like, acting, like, completely oblivious and typing all fucking weird, like I don't know how to text, you know, like, in all caps and saying shit that, you know, doesn't make sense, and he totally bought it. So 20 minutes later, and I knew this was going to happen, he gets his little brother to text me like, hey, dude, what's up? Are you working? And I'm like, no way. So I faked him out too. And then later he got like this guy that he fucked that's like an acquaintance of mine to try to get, you know, try to see if it's like really me or if it's somebody else's phone. And basically I fooled him out 3 times and it's pretty cool, man.
Would that be Jose?
Oh, no, that's Pablo.
Oh, Pablo. I don't know if you want to use his real name.
Oh, I don't care. Pablo Francisco, man.
Oh, shit, his whole name.
No, I'm just... Pablo Francisco is a comedian, but yeah.
Oh, he is? Okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, it was really funny. Probably about the funniest thing this entire week. Just, you know, sitting in the fridge at work and totally, like, fooling and just knowing in my head that he was probably at his house, like, totally dumbfounded, like... Oh my God, Cedric, like, changed his phone. I won't be able to talk to him. I can't be a desperate, bi-curious loser anymore. And it's like...
But he's not bi-curious anymore.
Well, he's bi something.
He's bi 13-year-old boys.
he's bi pedophile.
Ew.
So, gross. Yeah, it's gross. But anyway, that was my funny moment of this week. That was like, it cracked me up, man. And Colin got a big hit out of it, too, my best friend, so... We need to have him on the show. Mm-hmm. We should have Colin on here. And we can make fun of him. It'll be fun.
We should totally have Colin, and we can have Nathan. We can have, like, 4 people on the show.
Yeah, man.
I know. So, okay, we need to go.
Okay.
So I want to remind everyone to email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Give us some suggestions of what you want to hear, what you want to talk about, or ask us some questions.
Yep.
And if you're one of our other... Our colorful listeners, that's ask us some questions.
Ask us some questions, nigga. So,
oh my God, Nathan almost had a heart attack. He said, no, he didn't say the N-word.
Oh, hell yeah, man. Whatever. Man, I'm from the South. I don't care about that shit. I'm cool with black people. Ask Cerise. She knows. Yeah. Has he met Cerise yet?
No, not yet.
Well, he should before he leaves.
Cool. Also, I want to tell everyone to go to our iTunes or go to iTunes and give us a review. Just to let everyone know that Loopy Cub left us a really good one. So we're at like awesome. 15 reviews, and all of them
yay.
Are like 5, except for one dumbass loser that gave us 1 star.
I wonder who.
I don't know. Some asshole.
Bear facts.
Yeah, bear facts, asshole.
Loser.
I hope he's still listening too.
I know, right?
Anyway, also go to our MySpace page. What's that address?
MySpace.com/FoulMonkeys.
Also come to our website at
FoulMonkeys.com, yo.
And also, I think that's it.
And call us up at
206-984-FOUL.
I love it.
So this is episode 85.
And we are out of here.
You guys have to let us know what you think about Nathan. If he moves to Lakeland, maybe he'll come join the show.
Yeah, if you need some country flair in your Foul Monkeys podcast every week, let us know.
You want to have we will,
we, Nathan? We will bring the country grammar like motherfucking Nelly and Garth Brooks.
Oh, or whoever that guy was. Garth Brooks.
Who was that guy? Who was that guy, though, that did the song with Nelly? You know?
Oh, that's,
the over?
That's Tim McGraw.
Tim McGraw, there we go.
So do you have any last words, Nathan?
Well, Tim McGraw's hot. Later, y'all. I don't have anything else to say.
Alrighty, later, people.
Peace.
Bye.
Welcome to the Jacques Strep Moment. I'm your host, Jacques. This episode, Bear Watch 8, A White Trash Weekend. On our panel tonight, we have Bear Hung Top, Cubby Hole, The Nard, Barely Gay, and Cubby KC. Gentlemen, and I use that term loosely, your thoughts?
Well, you know, Jock, I think we have a big winner on our hands. Bear Watch 8 is being held May 18th through the 20th in Galveston, Texas. It's the perfect time of year, not too hot and not too cold, so you can play in the warm Gulf water. I give the Cubby KC, oh my God, it's huge award.
For once, I have to agree with Cubby KC. It's huge. With the relocation of the event to the west end of the island, and a new host hotel, then at the water park, I have to give it a Bear Hung Top 8-inch.
BHT, as always, you're right, Nico. Sabes, the new hotel has a restaurant, better pool, nicer accommodations than previous locations, with the addition of transportation, you know, to cart folks around, a beach park, with restrooms and showers, and with the White Trash Weekend thing, Nico, I have to give it that nice, tight hole to be in.
You know, the cost of Bear Watch 8 is very reasonable compared to other events. If you register before March 31st, the cost is only $75. From April 1st to the 30th, the cost goes up to $90. May 1st through the 10th is $115. If you're still not sure you can make it, registrations are available after May 10th at the door for $125. For everything you get at this event on a scale of 1 to 10 nards, I give it an 8.
BearWatch 8 this year also has a full interactive website at www.bearwatch.net. There you can register for the event, set up a profile, upload your picture, and email and IM the other attendees. All this so you can get your groove plan before you get to Bear Watch 8. Plus, they have FAQs and a message board. I give it a full big bear hug. Check it out.
Well, there you have it, folks. Bear Watch 8, A White Trash Weekend, looks to be a success. For more information on Bear Watch 8, go to their website, www.bearwatch.net. This is Jacques Strap, your Woofy Athletic supporter, signing off.